So, now the problem is it's kind of free in cereals for everybody. So there is no any custom duties for corn coming from Black Sea origin or other origins. So, you know, it is only the quality that distinguishes the U.S. corn. Well, people are willing to pay extra, but not much extra for the quality. You know, with this global economic recession, there is kind of, you know, a price does matter. Let me put it like this. So, although there is no customs anymore, but this is the case for almost everyone.
Do you see the trend for U.S. corn demand dropping, or do you think it will stay steady or increase?
To be honest, I think that it's going to be, you know, suffer a little dropping. But, well, I've been around talking with people. The main problem here in Jordan is that everybody does rely on the spot market. So, you know, to avoid this fluctuation in the market, best way is to invest in silos. Well, I've been preaching on this for a long time, and nowadays, every now and then, I'm receiving an inquiry from, you know, traders that if I want to do that, what the opportunity to do it with you know, an American company that build silos. So there is kind of a trend nowadays for having more storage capacity in the private sector and the government, because the government does the purchase of wheat and barley. And, you know, during the global economic crisis, the peak of it, the global food crisis, actually, the government has decided, you know, to increase the storage capability for cereals in Jordan, mainly wheat, you know, to a little extent barley. But what government does, actually, it has an impact on private sector. So private sector, they are thinking the same way, because nowadays, to build this strategic reserve in wheat, the government, represented by Ministry of Industry and Trade, actually has rent almost every storage, you know, venue in the country. So nowadays, you know, major traders, they are thinking seriously in having their own storage capability in form of silos. And the rest of it, so, you know, if someone want to, you know, to dominate the market, this is a proposal. He should establish kind of, you know, partnership with the traders here in the form of storage capability. This is the way I see it. Mm. Okay. Back to you now. Your question.
Can the grains count storage? How can you all help with storage?
We've got members that are, you know, in the grain storage business. We've got SCAFCO, who is an international bin builder. Who builds bins around the world. So that may be something that we can hook you up with our folks with SCAFCO and see if we can, you know, help make some of that happen too.
So far, you know, all the inquiries, they are about, you know, kind of partnership, because it's difficult for a small market like Jordan for someone to take it all, you know. He needs kind of someone partnership, and you know, the way big farmers or traders here in Jordan, the way they are doing their businesses, actually it is more or less kind of on individual basis. They don't have kind of that sort of association that, you know, bring people together. So So the best way is, you know, to bring them together, build this partnership, and then I would assume that the market would be for that one who does this exclusively.
But without the storage capacity, it would be difficult to...
It is only, you know, the major decisive factor for purchasing any grain is the price.
Okay.
Well, the quality sometimes actually it has an effect, but in this recession, well, the price you know, has the upper hand.
Are you aware of any quality problems with any U.S. corn yet, or in the recent months or year?
No, actually, but I know that people are willing to pay at least 30%, sometimes up to 30% extra in cost to get the American corn, which means that they will, you know, they invest in this quality. So if there's a quality problem, they wouldn't do that. Why would they?
Thank you. So you were saying that there's a 30% premium on U.S. corn?
Yes. Yes. Well, if you nowadays, let me put it like this. Nowadays, the price for black seed corn is between $190 and $200. And for the cost for 1 ton of American corn is almost $300. So there's a big difference of $100, and still, you know, people are looking for the U.S. corn. So because they feel that the quality would substitute for the difference. But as I said, nowadays there is kind of, you know, recession everything. There's you know, everybody is just looking around to see where he could save, you know, an extra dollar.
If it costs $300 to get it here, a ton U.S. corn,
yeah,
where does it come in at, and how long does it take before that farmer gets it, and what does the farmer have to pay plus the shipping to get it to his facility?
Well, to be accurate on this question, you're going to visit Hamoudi Farm tomorrow, and he's a major importer of corn. I guess, you know, he would be more accurate in answering this. But what I'm saying is kind of the general concern, because I had, I would say, a few gentlemen who were interested in jumping into the business. They are newcomers. So I tried to help them here and there. And this is why I came up with those conclusions about how to, you know, the best way to have a bigger share in the market.
Did you help these dairy farmers get set up in the beginning?
No.
They did that on their own.
Yes. Actually, for example, if we are talking about, once again, Hamoudi, he has his own dairy, you know, set up, his own grain set up, his own poultry set up. So, you know, it's kind of a comprehensive business. And he's in the business of grains. We have others that, they do only trading and, you know, retailing, like Kadumi.
Can you kind of give us a little bit of an overview of your office and what you do? We kind of jumped into some questions, but I'd like to sort of set the stage a little bit more with what all types of work you do.
Well, sir, actually, you know, I'm representing Corn Agriculture Service. Our regional office is in Cairo, and I'm their guy here in Jordan. This is a small market, so there is no an American officer here. What I do is, I would say, I'm not doing the business, but I'm facilitating the business. So whenever there is a problem, government to government problem, and I jump in to solve it, or, you know, pave the way for a solution. I help U.S. cooperators, including the regional, you know, U.S. Grains Council office. Well, nowadays, next week, actually, we have the joint committee, free trade agreement joint committee between the U.S. and Jordan. So we have some unresolved agricultural issues. to be addressed. So that's part of my job to prepare for the delegations that they are coming. Well, see me as the grease between the wheels that facilitate the movement, but does not do the movement itself. So whenever there is an opportunity in the market, you know, I convey it to you. Whenever there is a problem, I receive it and try to solve it. See, this is the basic, the bottom line of what I'm doing. Whenever there's any a trader who does, you know, business with American companies, with American food, agricultural products, food and feed, well, I'm working for him, one way or another. So that's what I'm doing.